Good morning. Welcome to Village Baptist Church, and thank you for joining us on this special Youth Sunday. My name is Richard Allard, and I have a few announcements. If you are a guest with us, there are registration pass on each pew. Make sure you write your name on that so you can know that you are here with us. I also like to inform you that next week we will be having a fellowship meal after the 11 a.m. service. I would also like you to fill out your name on the bulletin so we can know that, make sure there's enough food for everybody. That's all I have. Are there any other announcements you'd like to share with Village? Okay, if there's none, this is the day the Lord has made.
unanswered prayers. I have trouble I wish wasn't there. I have asked a thousand ways that you would take my pain away. You would take my pain away. I'm trying to understand how to walk this weary land. Make straight the path that crooked lie. Oh Lord, before these feet of mine. Oh Lord, before these feet of mine. When my world is shaking, heaven stands. When my heart is breaking, I never leave your hands. When you walked upon the earth, you healed the broken, lost, and hurt. I know you hate to see me cry. One day you will set all things right. Yeah, one day you will set all things right. When my world is shaking, heaven stands. When my heart is breaking, I never leave your hands. Your hands, your hands that shape the world are holding me, they hold me still. Your hands that shape the world are holding me, they hold me still. When my world is shaking, heaven stands. When my heart is breaking, I never leave your hands. When my world is shaking, heaven stands. When my heart is breaking, I never leave. I never leave your hands.
Thank you. 1 Corinthians 13 verse 8. Love never ends. Even when I slurp my chocolate milk and it is gone, gone. And even though a fun day stops at bedtime, love never stops. It keeps going and going and going. Woohoo! I love love. Romans 8:39. Nothing now, nothing in the future, no powers, nothing above us, or nothing below us, nothing in the whole created world will ever be able to separate us from the love of God. That means sneaky ninjas could try, really fast horses could try, and super tough lions could try, but nothing can ever take God's love away from us. What? That is strong love. John 3, verse 16. For God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. Wow, our God loves everyone in the whole world so much that he made his son Jesus like a ginormous flashlight, so that anyone who stays close to him can always be protected from the dark. Oh, now that makes me feel safe. Zephaniah 3 verse 17. With his love, he will calm all your fears. If you are afraid of being alone at night, then God's love is like a furry little puppy that will snuggle you to sleep. First John 4 verse 19. We love because he first loved us. That's like saying God gave us a treasure box filled with lots and lots of love, so then we could open it up and share it with other people. Yee-haw, now that's cool. Psalm 36 verse 5. Your unfailing love, O Lord, is as vast as the heavens. You know what that means, right? His love for us is bigger than a dinosaur. That's huge.
Marching in the light of God, we are marching in the light of God. We are marching in the light of God, we are marching in the light of God. We are marching, marching, we are marching, oh, we are marching in the light of God. We are marching, marching, we are marching, oh, we are marching in the light of God. Living in the love of God, we are living in the love of God. We are living in the love of God, we are living in the love of God. We are living, living, we are living, oh, we are living in the love of God. We are living, living, we are living, oh, we are living in the love of God. Your life on Calvary.
Good morning. My name is Shelby Holmes, and I will be reading the scripture, 1 John chapter 3, verse 16 through 20. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses help? Little children, let us love, not in word or speech, but in truth and action. And by this, we will know that we are from the truth and will reassure our hearts before him whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything.
Good morning. How many people today really know what love is? Strong affection for another arising out of kinship or personal ties, according to the first result of the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. A deep feeling one holds for another that has them going onto sites such as UrbanDictionary.com, looking up terms like in love and thinking about that special person within their heart the entire time while reading this. Now they're smiling to themselves, curiously wondering how I knew that, according to the Urban Dictionary. But love is different for everyone. There are 27 different search results for love in the Urban Dictionary and 13 in the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. What is love to you? Love to me is the feeling I have for my mother, father, even my brother, most of the time. And what I feel for my friends. Now, the big question. What is love to a Christian? Love is the sacrifice that Jesus made for all of us. Love is sacrifice. And we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. Who are these brothers and sisters? I thought I only had a brother. And yet, I'm told to sacrifice my life for these sisters and brothers that I don't have. Everyone here today, and those not here, are our brothers and sisters. Or perhaps you know them, so they seem more like a mother or a father or a son or a daughter. Some of you are aware that I enjoy writing. I enjoy writing short stories. They would be full stories if I didn't procrastinate so much. One of my personal favorite stories that I've written is about a girl who sacrificed everything. And she did it because she wanted to save someone she dreamt about. The story goes that Rose, the main character, had lost both of her parents one night to an unknown cause, leaving her and her sister, Lily, alone. Rose then leave it. She had lost, so it left them alone. When Lily turns 5, because Lily was a baby at the time that her parents had died, Rose puts Lily into foster care. It leaves her on a doorstep because she knows that she can't continue taking care of her sister. And she wants her sister to have an education and be able to go to school and learn. That is one of her biggest sacrifices. She leaves her sister behind because she cares and loves for her so much. Then she had her dream. She left her hometown to go on a wild search that she didn't even know was gonna have an outcome. She sacrificed everything she knew. But when she found that someone who she had dreamed about, they happened to be a person she knew in her childhood, a boy named Christian. When I first reread this story, I thought that I had named my characters, or Christian, after, well, Christianity. And then I remembered that each of my characters was named after a flower. Rose was named after a rose. Lily, a lily. Christian, however, I needed a boy's name that was based off of a flower. Chrysanthemum. The reasoning being, rose flowers play a large part in the story. Christian was being attacked by a band of thieves when Rose found him. Rose saved him because she was awesome and could do that. Then later on in the story, the bad guys who were ordering around the thieves captured Rose. But Christian came and saved Rose because she had made a large sacrifice to save him. And Christian sacrificed his life for her because he loved her. Along their journey, they had been traveling, and Christian started to love Rose. And that is why he sacrificed his life for her. Wow, this is really long. I'm not even done. At school, I'm writing a thematic essay for the Diary of Anne Frank. How does that relate to Love Example? Each student is choosing a theme to write about. I chose that the proper theme was relations. Even still, how does this relate to Love Example or sacrifice? One of the things you need to know about the Diary of Anne Frank is that Anne Frank was a Jewish child during Hitler's rise to power. This means that Anne Frank and her family went into hiding. They hid in a spice factory that Mr. Frank, her father, ran along with a Christian co-worker, Mr. Kraler. He allowed the Franks and another family of Jews, the Van Pays, to stay in what they called the secret annex. This is what sacrifice of a Christian is. He didn't care that they were Jewish. He still accepted them. And he kept the family safe when the price of harboring a Jew was death. That is an ultimate sacrifice.
Good morning. So, love is an interesting topic and can be approached in many different ways. As I was researching love, I came across a website called Random Acts of Kindness. It is a nonprofit that promotes kindness. And to be honest, I think if Jesus were here today, he would be very glad that this was around. As I was looking for just the right story, I found this story. Hi, my name is Carrie, and to me, kindness is a chosen lifestyle. In my classroom, I tell my students that every day they're offered a plate of choice. They can't choose what happens to them, but they can choose how they respond to it. Kindness is a choice, and it is a lifestyle. It isn't something that we choose from time to time. It is a way to live our lives. My father was hospitalized with leukemia when I was in college. He didn't choose the cancer, but he chose how to respond to it. To this day, the nurses still write my mom letters 17 years later. The reason? My father's kindness to others even when he was struggling. He made kindness a lifestyle, and I want to be like him. Every day, as a teacher, I try and teach the kindness lifestyle. Just recently, I turned 40, and a friend gave me 40 individual dollar bills. She challenged me to do something creative with the money. I gladly accepted the challenge. I gave 40 of my students $1 and challenged them to make a difference. What happened? My Twitter and Instagram feed flooded with pictures of kids making a difference. One girl brought a dollar store stuffed animal and visited a stranger in a hospital. It was overwhelming the way kids made a difference when they were given an opportunity. She wrote about it on her blog. Living the kindness lifestyle means that every day, every opportunity, as a high school teacher, I see negativity everywhere. In the hallways, in the lunchroom, in the locker room, hurtful words and gossip fill the air. So I started a hashtag to promote positive gossip called hashtag third party compliments. The idea is basically that you talk about people behind their backs and you do it in a positive way. That way, when the gossip gets to them, it makes their day rather than getting them down. Our kindness lifestyle leaves a footprint on others, and it encourages them to do the same. I feel this shows that $1 can make such a difference if it is used in a way that Christians may use it. Love is mentioned 538 times in the Bible. This shows that the Bible really values love. Different types of love are mentioned in the Bible, which leads me to say, love can be represented in many different ways. That it does not always have to be a hug or a heart or kiss. That sometimes it may be telling someone the truth, and it may hurt them then, but later they'll very greatly appreciate it. Also, when you say the word love, I have a few different thoughts that come to mind. The first is a heart. The second is that my sister, Ruby, she calls me love, and to her, it's a term of endearment. Trying to love as well as Jesus did and as well as God did is my third thought, which is a big standard, but is always very good to try to live up to. The definition of love. There is no right or wrong definition of love for what people think love is. I have a definition, you have one definition, everyone has their own version. Loving your enemies and neighbors. This is my final thought on love. We are told to love our enemies and told to love our neighbors, but really, aren't we all just brothers and sisters? And aren't we all just sons and daughters of God? As the scripture said today, this is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. I just want to leave you with this thought. Love is a complex but simple word.
Can you join us in singing hymn number 361, My Jesus?